Blessings, family. This is Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. I'm doing a follow-up podcast today. I want to briefly kind of talk to you about the power of your vote. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he is in the kingdom. And as we were talking, and you know, he's a brother who's for causes and believe in this and believe in that, and he's a kingdom-minded brother. But when we were talking about the voting, the upcoming election, and I found out that he said he never voted in his life. And I found that, I really found that bewildering. Because I'm thinking, how can you be for causes? How can you represent a cause when so many people died for the right for you to vote, to make changes in the world, to help feed those causes? I grew up to a time where individuals didn't have the right to vote. They could not vote. When they did try to vote, there were obstacles put in the way of tests that they had to take for the right to vote. And if we want change, then we have to be the change. And then people say, well, my vote don't count. Well, how do you know if you never voted? That's my question to you. People say, well, it's not going to make a difference. How do you know if you never voted? And I beg to differ with that. When Dr. King did what he did, you now have the right to vote. So in this upcoming election, I don't care. It's not about you being a Republican or a Democrat or Libertarian or whatever it is. We need to get out of that. Vote your morals. Vote your mind. Vote who. And we're never going to get a perfect politician. That's just plain fact, people of God. There's not going to be a plain politician. And I noticed that we always say vote the lesser of two evils. I say this. If you don't vote, especially in the current times and the days that we live in, you do vote. You are already voted. If you never voted, you voted every time that you never voted. If you say that your vote don't count, it counted. So get out this election year. Exercise the power of your vote, especially for those people, African-American people and people of color. Get out there and exercise your right of vote. I don't usually, they say that, you know, that we shouldn't get involved into politics. And I'm not getting involved in politics because when you go back and look at the history of this country, it was based on biblical principles. You go back, you look at the quotes of Jefferson and Ben Franklin and all the what people call the founding fathers. The laws are based on quotes that come out of Deuteronomy and certain books of laws that are on the law books that were initiated and originated from the Word of God. So politics is even found in the Bible. So we as people of God need to get involved. Maybe the world wouldn't be such a bad shape if people of God got involved more into what's going on in today's world. This is just a PSA moment. Some may agree, may not disagree. But I'm telling you, you have a gift, and it's called the power of vote. If you want to make change, be the change. Get out there and vote. Vote for you, whoever you want to vote for. But exercise the right to vote, especially though people of color and African-American people, just people of color in general. Get out there, exercise your right to vote. God bless you. God keep you. Again, this has been Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins.